the Sunset Strip in beautiful West Hollywood, California. It's the Dinner Party Show, the internet's first live comedy variety show, with your hosts, New York Times best-selling authors, Christopher Rice.
No, there's actually a new study that confirms every other child you see on the street is a ghost.
And Eric Shawquin.
I don't want to talk too much, but...
Okay, we're going to take up a collection for the stained glass window. Now we want the dirt.
Featuring reports from their largely unqualified staff of special correspondents.
Sex is like Christmas. It's the not knowing what you're going to get that makes it exciting.
New York is a giant trash island infested by has-been theater queens.
If we're really serious about cutting federal spending, the biggest waste of public funds I can think of is Congress.
Two steps for Jesus.
The Dinner Party Show. Everyone gets served. And now, direct from the kitchen, by way of the...
Get out of my office!
It's your hosts, Christopher and Eric!
Welcome to the Dinner Party Show Thanksgiving Special Edition. I'm Christopher Rice.
And I'm Eric Shaw Quinn. And tonight, in honor of this most American of holidays, we are heading for the heartland.
Going for the nation's jugular.
Getting our hands around the throat of this great country that was made for you and me.
Reaching into the ribcage of the nation and pulling out the guts of America.
Okay. This is starting to sound like one of your novels.
Yeah, we're just fucking with you. Eric and I are somewhere in the desert. East of Los Angeles.
Doing the backstroke in a swimming pool filled with mashed potatoes.
And a hot tub full of gravy.
Yeah, baby, that's right. After almost 3 months off from doing the Dinner Party Show, Christopher and I decided we needed a break.
And to who better to turn over command of our TDPS Thanksgiving gravy boat than perennial Dinner Party Show first mate.
Our own Mayflower Madam.
Miss Jonelle Sams.
She was the only one who would do it.
Yep, I think she was trying to get away from her newly blended family.
New Thanksgiving family blend.
Yeah, ever since our last Poison Creek Mall special back in July.
Now available for download and instant playback free at iTunes and thedinnerpartyshow.com.
Subtle plug.
You like that?
And if I don't?
Well, then it won't be any worse than the disaster that was our last Live from Poison Creek special.
That's right. Last time on Live from Poison Creek,
there was religious persecution.
Oh, it is, Jonelle. You have no idea how exhausting it is to judge every action of every other person here on Earth to decide if what they are doing is God's will or not. Why, just managing the activities of the local, state, and federal governments is a full-time job.
Fashion advice.
I don't appreciate you sexualizing me.
Stop dressing like a little cowpoke slut and I won't.
Families torn apart.
You ruined my show, Lupe.
You ruined my life, Jonelle.
And family brought together.
Officer Lupe to
the
stop.
The lobbying area at the Grande Promenade between Venom Marsh Cafeteria and the McCrystal Drugs is for the passenger loading only. There is no parking.
Mama, you're not supposed to be making this announcement right now. They're doing the show.
Don't you tell me what to do, Lupito. That crazy puta blanca can shut the show so far.
Violence?
Jonelle, where did you get that gun?
It's always in my purse. You think those little badgers just knock on the door of my taxidermy shed?
Cooking.
No, Bella, today we will be prepping the Poison Creek summer favorite, Branzino Pops. We substitute catfish for European sea bass and serve them candied, deep fried, and on stick. For some reason, you people love them.
That does sound tasty. How do we begin?
Bellissimo! First, we fillet the catfish and marinate it in a combination of Carol syrup, brown sugar, kosher salt, and Jack Daniel's barbecue salsa.
Shooting!
So, little lady, you want to play rough, do ya?
I think it's time to add a weasel to my collection.
And the kind of announcement that's usually reserved for soap operas.
For the last time, Lupe, I did not steal Merle from you. He came after me.
Well, that doesn't change the fact that he left me to raise Lupito alone.
And political campaigns.
So, without further ado...
Or previous ado...
I mean, what is ado?
Right?
Well, we'll have none of it here tonight.
Just wholesome, heartwarming, motherfucking good old-fashioned all-American holiday family fun.
The Dinner Party Show with Christopher Rice.
And Eric Shaw Quinn.
Proudly presents...
Well...
Okay, fine, Eric. Presents...
Thanksgiving, live from Poison Creek.
And now, live from Santa's Village, Center Court at the Poison Creek Mall, the Dinner Party Show, the Poison Creek Mall Merchants Association, and the NRA proudly present Thanksgiving, live from Poison Creek. Our host tonight, Dinner Party Show Relationship Advice Columnist, South Central Regional Taxidermy Award winner, and 11-time champion of the St. Entendre Parish Ladies Handgun Society, Miss Jonah. Sam's.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm Jonelle Sams, and welcome to the Dinner Party Show Presents Thanksgiving live from Poison Creek. I know it's not really Thanksgiving, but we are thankful all year round, so we wanted to start giving thanks early. We at the Dinner Party Show are so very thankful that you listen in all year, and we wanted to offer you up a special holiday treat.
Ho, 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 but instead we did this show.
Well, if it isn't my special co-host, Poison Creek Santa, with his special brand of North Pole humor, and by that I mean cold and distant.
Ho, ho, ho.
And as usual, he's the only one laughing.
Mm-hmm. Someone's been a very bad girl.
Oh, Santa, that's a subject for another day. It's Thanksgiving week, and while we are honored to have you join us on today's livecast, and of course we want to do our part to fight that war on Christmas, first off, we want to remember to be thankful for all our blessings at this special time of year. And first on our list are all our listeners.
Hey, come sit on Santa's lap and tell me what you're thankful for, little girl.
No, I'd be especially thankful if they'd turn off that fountain.
If you're not sitting on my lap, your wish won't come true.
I mean, it's not like they didn't know we were doing a show. It's not even the first time.
We're live, Jonelle. Get on with it.
And that is the voice of our little elf, Avi Finkelstein.
Finkelstein? What kind of elfin name is
Avi? Avi is really our director here, and we're mighty lucky to have him. He is right smack dab in the middle of the Poison Creek Patchwork Players original smash hit musical version of the Nativity, Oh Mary.
Oh, brother.
Starring my husband of 23 blissful years, Merle Sams, as whichever wise man was the tenor.
With a list.
That's just stage direction, Santa.
Is that what we're calling it?
And we are very lucky that Avi could tear himself away from his duties as writer and director of the smash hit production of Oh Mary and take a break from his duties at Finkelstein Dental Clinic out on Oak Blight Road to direct our little show. We are mighty lucky to have you.
Yeah, otherwise the production might just fall apart like it did the last time he directed it.
Avi, would you like to tell us a bit about Oh Mary?
Well, thank you, Jonelle. Oh Mary is an original holiday musical for the whole family. It is unique in that we not only celebrate the true meaning of Christmas, we make it fun.
Well, isn't that clever? I had always thought that as fond as I am of Jesus, it is a very depressing story.
Yes, well, I mean that you should join us for a laugh-filled evening as newlyweds Mary and Joseph come home for the holidays, only to find that with the whole David clan in residence, there's blessed little room left for the two, soon to be three of them.
What holiday are they home to celebrate exactly?
Well, Christmas, Santa, of all people to be asking that question.
Christmas? But that doesn't make any sense.
Delight to the rollickingly original musical numbers like Praying for Two. Womb at the top. Mama's Boy, the Two Manger Waltz, and crowd favorite, You Can't Spell Holiday Without Noel.
Well, Avi, I'm sure the question on everyone's mind is, can we still get tickets?
You think that's the question, huh?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jonelle. Due to the overwhelming response, the show has been held over for a second smash week. Tickets are going fast, so don't wait, or you might miss out on this instant holiday classic, Oh Mary, now at the Poison Creek Auditorium and Livestock Arena on Dioxin Drive, just off Paper Mill Road.
Well, I think they ought to let it run till Christmas. I'd miss my Merle, but I might get more accomplished without him underfoot when I don't need him, and when I do, running off with his best buddy Olson, who is
is playing one of the other three wise guys, the base one.
The pitcher, I hear.
Santa, how much eggnog have you had?
Not enough.
There's no pitcher in O'Mary.
Which explains all the long faces around that manger.
The audience is loving Merle's new brother, Lupito.
Lupito!
As Pepe, the dancing mule.
Nothing racist there.
Yes, it sounds just delightful.
Well, sadly, Jonelle, we'd love to run the show longer, but there is the Miss Poison Creek pageant, the wrestling finals, and the pig calling and holiday ham contest. So get your tickets early.
Well, that's just too easy. Ho, ho, ho.
It is also my sad duty to thank you for your shout-out for the Patchwork Players production of the soon-to-be holiday classic, Oh Mary, and then put on my other hat and give you the cue to go to commercial.
That is truly sad.
Okay, then, we'll be back to get our Poison Creek Thanksgiving off to a blessed start with the Reverend Graham Crackers, right after this word from one of the fine members of the Poison Creek Mall Merchants Association so they can run the blender.
We'll return to the Dinner Party Show presents Thanksgiving, live from Poison Creek, with your hosts, Miss Jonelle Sams and Poison Creek Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ha! Are you tired of looking like everyone else in Poison Creek? Are you looking for a store that reflects your personal flair and not your mother's?
I heard that, Patsy Kate.
I'm glad you did, and don't call me that, Mother.
Oh, Lordy.
As I was saying, if you're feeling suffocated by that small-town claustrophobia, then look no further than PK1, the choice for elegance in Poison Creek.
What is all this about, child?
Mother?
Oh, Lord.
Each custom design creation at PK1 wraps you in the kind of style that will turn heads at Sumac Link's Country Club, move you to the front of the pickup line at Hemlock Elementary, or just give them something to talk about on your next visit to Walmart.
What's wrong with Walmart all of a sudden? We were there this morning.
That's just it, Mother. Why is it that you can never support me? This shop is my dream. It's all I ever wanted. It's my chance to make my mark in the world of Poison Creek fashion. It's a chance to break out of the smothering influence that you've always exerted over my every attempt to strike out on my own, be my own person, find my own way. It's
located in a small area of my store, Beverly's Good Sense at Poison Creek Mall.
There, you see, you are always trying to minimize my accomplishments.
Patsy Kate.
Don't call me that.
Darling, just because you art glued some artificial flowers and costume jewelry to some clothes you bought at Target and hung them on a couple of rolling racks that you found in my garage and convinced me against my better judgment to put the racks beside the aromatherapy product wall so people could see them through the window as they walk by on their way to CVS does not mean that you have accomplished anything other than manipulating me.
You see, you even admit that this is my accomplishment and you're trying to make it all about you.
Oh, Lord. Well, best finish up then, child. They're giving you your time cue.
PK1, the choice for fashion in Poison Creek, located downwind of Beverly Smith.
I heard that. It's Beverly's Good Sense.
Just across from Venom Marsh Cafeteria. PK1, give them something to talk about or shut them up once and for all. You decide.
That's nice, dear.
Mother!
We now return to the Dinner Party Show presents Thanksgiving, live from Poison Creek, with your host, Jonelle Sams and Poison Creek Santa, brought to you by the Poison Creek Mall Merchants Association. Here's Jonelle!
Hey, welcome back to Center Court at Poison Creek Mall. I'm Jonelle Sams, and this is Thanksgiving live from Poison Creek.
The Dinner Party Show presents Thanksgiving live from Poison Creek.
Thank you, Santa.
Watch the attitude, Jonelle, or Santa won't bring you that suffocation jar you've had your eye on.
Santa, why don't you see if you can get Lupe to turn off that fountain?
Lupe!
The fountain? What do I look like to you, Jonelle?
A mall janitor in a Santa suit?
Okay. I'll see if I can get the elves on that one.
Thank you, Santa. And thank you is what this special holiday is all about. Thanksgiving is a time for giving thanks. And our Thanksgiving special wouldn't be very special
if we didn't start things off with an expert on giving thanks. Please give a warm Poison Creek welcome to the beloved pastor of megabaptistchurch.com, the Reverend Graham Crackers.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Praise be.
Reverend Crackers, thank you so very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me, Miss Jonelle. I must confess I'm surprised to see you here after.
The hell she turned this place into the last time we let her in here.
Well, let's just say I hope that you aren't armed, Miss Jonelle.
Why? Have they repealed the Second Amendment?
Oh my God, she's got a gun.
So do you, Santa.
Have you seen some of these kids?
Who all here has a gun? Let's see hands.
Impressive.
You see, everyone except that lady in the wheelchair who may just be unconscious and that little girl in the princess costume.
I have a knife.
Thank God the elves are armed to their little pointy ears.
Something else to be thankful for.
You said it, Reverend. At this time of year, with annual uptick in mall shootings, it's important that everyone bring a gun to the mall.
Amen to that, Miss Jonell.
Well, I ask you, where would we be in this country today if most everyone didn't have a gun?
Well, you don't need me to do the preaching here today.
Swan, I'm so sorry, Reverend. I didn't mean to step on your robe. I'm no preacher. I'm just a member of your choir.
Well, I'm honored, Miss Jonell.
And Thanksgiving is all about guns. Those turkeys don't just climb up in the oven and stuff themselves.
Amen.
Well, what with the buy low and the Piggly Wiggly so convenient and reasonably priced, we forget these days that our American ancestors purchased their turkeys more by their skill than by the pound.
Miss Jonelle, I do declare you may have missed your calling. I have to say I'm thankful for that. I got plenty enough competition as it is.
Well, Reverend, so long as we are on the topic, with his choice of all the weapons in creation, which would Jesus shoot?
That's a good question, Jonelle. It's pretty clear they'd have had a much harder time nailing him to that cross if he'd had a good old-fashioned American assault rifle and 12 heavily armed disciples. But I have to say, I think, as sovereign, that Jesus would not have just a gun, but like all kings in the Middle East, he'd have a well-trained and heavily armed military.
That's a good point, Reverend.
Well, he might even have a nuke or two to back up that terrible swift sword of his.
Yes, if Jesus hadn't been living in an overregulated and repressive regime like Rome, there's just no telling what he might have done with his life.
It boggles the mind, Miss Jonelle.
Jesus, Jonelle, it's a Thanksgiving show.
Well, so long as we're on the topic of the source of all our blessings, and by that I mean guns and Jesus, let's talk about giving thanks at Thanksgiving.
Why, yes, Jonelle, it's easy to forget what the holidays are all about. Christmas gets lost in all the presents. Easter gets buried under a mountain of chocolate bunnies and cream-filled eggs. But Thanksgiving, well, it's right there in the name. And yet, how do we say thank you? We gorge on turkey, stuff ourselves with cranberry sauce and candied yams, guzzle gravy and giblets, and then go out and spend a year's savings on Christmas presents for everyone but the one who made it all possible and to whom we really do owe thanks and gratitude. But what am I talking about?
That was my next question.
I'm talking about the church, of course. As the voice of God here on earth, what better way to show your gratitude for all your bounty and your reverence to God than to lay that bounty upon God's altar? Praise the Lord! Where would you be without the church standing up for your right to live in accordance with God's word and unbreakable law? What kind of world would this be if there was no one to tell you what God thinks is an abomination? Without the church, who would stand up for your right to do exactly what we tell you to do? For that matter, who would tell you what to do? Who would stand up for your right to dictate the personal medical decisions of women that you've never met and don't know? Without the church, who would protect you from being persecuted for forcing other people to live in accordance with what you believe to be right? This Thanksgiving, show your gratitude to God, who, through his holy spokespersons here on earth, has given you all that and more. Instead of gaining 10 extra pounds from overeating at Thanksgiving, put your money where your prayers are and say thanks for all God's blessings by dropping all that fattening turkey and yam money into the collection plate.
Avoid those empty calories and feed your soul. After all, if you had all that much to be thankful for, you're probably not really that hungry anyway. And rather than blowing your savings and running up credit card bills that will take till next Christmas to pay off, turn Black Friday holy and take that cash, checks, and Visa cards right over to megabaptistchurch.com and give till the guilt goes away. Give till everyone in this misguided country of ours watches the same news channel. You know which one I'm talking about, the one that tells you the truth and doesn't waste your time with facts. Tithe till everyone drives a pickup. Give till all Americans own a gun. Give till everyone gets their health care in the emergency room just like God intended. Give until everyone believes in the same God, goes to the same church, and lives their life just as you want and believe and have been told that they should. Because isn't that what freedom is all about? Isn't that what we're really celebrating on this sacred day of all American thanks? Isn't that what our forefathers fought and died for? Isn't that what our foremothers cooked and cleaned and baked and sowed and farmed and gave birth to the entire voting population without ever once needing to vote themselves? Isn't it the God-given right of every man, woman, and child in this great country of ours to live their lives according to the beliefs handed down to people from another religion entirely more than 5,000 years ago? So this season, dig deep and show just how thankful you truly are for the liberty, the equality, and the brotherhood that we sing about and fight to ensure isn't handed out to just anyone. Don't wait till Sunday. Call now! Or better yet, go to megabaptistchurch.com and impress God with the kind of donation that'll be waiting for you in holy rewards just as soon as you're dead. Praise the Lord. And, oh, man.
Well, bless your heart, Reverend. That is such a selfless and thoughtless idea for us all. I wish more people could hear your words and learn from your example.
Well, put me in a long white dress and call me Francis. That is high praise indeed, coming from anyone, let alone a woman who was born the crosses everybody knows you've borne.
Well, not everybody.
No, it's everybody.
Yeah, Jonell, people you haven't even met know more about your life than you do.
Stop now, you two will make me blush. Reverend, thank you for being on the show. It means so much.
Know that God hears all your prayers, and you should not take it personal that he has chosen not to answer any of them.
I tell you, Reverend, I would be thankful if he would just turn off that fountain.
Let's pray together, Miss Jonell.
I'd feel silly with everyone watching.
Go ahead, I'll follow along.
Dear God, please turn off that fountain.
Dear God, in the name of all that's holy, please turn off that demonic fountain.
Oh my God, it's a Christmas miracle.
Actually, it was Flacco from Building Maintenance.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform.
Not really that mysterious. I called him on Santa's walkie-talkie.
Reverend, I can't thank you enough for being with us today.
Not a problem, Jonell. I had Christmas shopping I needed to do anyway.
Okay, then. I'm sure I speak for the Mall Merchants Association when I say that they are thankful you stopped by as well. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Reverend.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jonell, and everyone. Praise the Lord.
We'll be right back with the Dinner Party Show presents Thanksgiving, live from Poison Creek, right after this word from our very special sponsor.
Getting older, it's a long, slow slide into the inevitable. All the vitamins and exercise and face cream in the world can't change the fate we all share. You can rinse away the gray, but you can't hide from the truth. Life is to be lived, and let's face it, over time, that just gets harder and harder to do. Your body starts to decay long before you shuffle off this mortal coil. Cialis and Viagra only serve to remind us that what used to be a source of joy and an expression of happiness has become a flabby shadow of a time that isn't coming again. In the end, we all just wind up in the proverbial rocking chair, waiting for the relief of a good bowel movement or the welcome, cold embrace of death. But not the lucky ones. In America,
thanks to the tireless efforts of a dedicated industry and the indefatigable cadre of elected public servants who support them, annually, nearly 8,000 to 9,000 fortunate Americans are spared the soul-crushing tedium of growing old, gracefully or otherwise. Each year, these selfless crusaders spend millions to bring the cause of unnecessary aging to the attention of legislators and public officials. Through their ceaseless efforts, nothing stands between you and your growing opportunities to prevent unnecessary aging. These advocates for preventable aging have been so successful that each year, accidentally, hundreds, many still in the bloom of youth, are spared the tragedy of aging altogether. By contrast, many years in underdeveloped countries like Japan, you can count those who are saved from the agony of aging on your fingers if you still have all 10. So the next time you feel a twinge in your back as you bend over to check out your crow's feet in the mirror because you can't see them with your glasses on and you can't see that far without your glasses, take a moment to thank your maker that you've got a better chance of seeing him sooner because you live in a country where age-limiting visionaries are working around the clock to make sure you have the freedom to leave behind a better-looking corpse. Getting older, don't let it happen to you.
This message is brought to you by the good folks at the National Rifle Association. You're welcome, America.
The Dinner Party Show presents Thanksgiving live from Poison Creek, sponsored in part by the National Rifle Association, working to stamp out unnecessary aging in your lifetime. You're welcome, America. And the fine merchants of Poison Creek Mall. Poison Creek Mall, it's not Walmart, but you can see it from here. And now, your host for Thanksgiving, live from Poison Creek, Jonelle Sams and Poison Creek Santa.
Welcome back to Center Court at the Poison Creek Mall. I'm Jonelle Sams, and we are mighty thankful that you are spending an hour of your Thanksgiving here with us. We are joined, of course, by Poison Creek Santa and his heavily armed elves.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hi, Jonelle.
Hey, Jonelle.
Hi, Jonelle.
Hey, Jonelle.
God bless your hearts. You all just give me the willies.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, Thanksgiving is all about making too much food and having to cook for way too many people. So who better to have on the show than our next guest, Pearl, the lunch lady from Hemlock Elementary.
Shut up, all of you.
Well, I hope you don't mean me.
Not yet.
Thank goodness. Well, welcome to Live from Poison Creek. We are so happy that you could be part of our Thanksgiving special.
Well, the little bastards are out of school for the holidays, so what the hell?
Yes. Well, as you may know, Chef Alfredo Fakiname was forced into the Witness Protection Program as the result of appearing on our last show.
So he was the lucky one, huh?
Oh, ho, ho.
No, I think we were the lucky ones because as a result of Chef Fakiname's departure and certain legal rulings the Venom Marsh Cafeteria has filed against the show, we were forced to look outside the mall, and we found you, the perfect choice for Thanksgiving.
Really? How's that?
Well, I don't know if you heard me before you came in.
No, I was listening to the ball game.
But I was saying that Thanksgiving is about cooking a lot of food for a large group of people, and who better than the lunch lady?
That's charming. Can I smoke in here?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, well then, let's get on with this.
Okay, then. What are you going to make for us today?
Turkey dinner croquettes. I did not come down here on my holiday to put up with a...
Santa, maybe you and the elves could help out
ho,
with...
Ho, ho, ho.
Shut up, all of you, or no one gets anything for Christmas.
Who wants Christmas sugar cookies? Hold up your hands and be quiet so I can count.
You are great with these kids.
You want to see them really settle down for a long winter's nap? Give me a fifth of vodka, some juice boxes, and a syringe.
Ho, ho, ho. You heard the lady elf number one.
Oh, dear. We're making cookies, right?
No, I just said that to get them to shut up. They have very short memories.
So then, turkey dinner croquette?
That's the ticket.
Okay, then. I'm game. What do we need to get started?
10 pounds of ground turkey, a number 10 can of cranberry sauce, 50 pounds of boiled potatoes, a super large jar of they won't believe it's not gravy.
What is it?
I don't know, but it isn't gravy. 100 pounds each, flour, cornmeal, and oatmeal, or as we like to call it in the lunchroom business, ground meat Viet. Once our croquettes are all puffed up, no one cares why.
I see that. We also have a case of cherry codeine cough suppressant?
Yeah, that extends not only the cranberry sauce, but the nap period following lunch.
I'm not sure that that's...
Trust me on this one. You said it's a big crowd, right?
Well, this year we are being joined by my husband's new relatives, his half-brother Lupito...
Lupito!
...and his stepmother Lupe...
Stepmother, Dios mío, puto blanca!
So, you just mix the cherry syrup right in with the cranberry sauce?
That's right, sweetheart. And then you stuff your turkey dough slurry with a spoonful of mashed potato, a spoonful of cranberry paste, and a dash of they won't believe it's not gravy.
But it's not.
I think it may be a natural gas fracking byproduct.
Well, then there's plenty.
Roll them into a ball, bake for 10 minutes.
Is that long enough for ground turkey?
There's not enough turkey in one of these to matter if it's cooked or not. So, yes, that should be fine.
Goodness, these are really something. How many does the recipe serve?
200 to 500, depending on if you give them one or two.
Well, there you have it. Enough little individual turkey dinners for everyone you've ever met.
Here, try one. I made a batch in advance.
Oh, thank you, Miss Pearl. I just couldn't.
Just kidding. I wouldn't feed these to you.
Lord, Miss Pearl, you are a cut-up.
Hey, you elf. Pass these out to the kids. Tell them it's cookies.
She scares me.
Whatever you do, don't eat any.
So, Miss Pearl, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I cook all day, every day. I'm taking my friend, Corrine, to the Venom Marsh Cafeteria.
Right here at Poison Creek Mall. Venom Marsh Cafeteria is just one of the many fine Poison Creek Mall merchants who have sponsored the Dinner Party Show presents Thanksgiving live from Poison Creek.
Oh, what the hell is going on?
I think the turkey croquettes have gone bad.
Not to worry, I just made a fresh batch, so there's plenty more.
Oh, the humanity.
And now, a word from one of the many fine Poison Creek Mall merchants who proudly sponsor The Dinner Party Show presents Thanksgiving live from Poison Creek.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And 75% of what people think about you is based on what they think of your hair. Think about it. When was the last time you had something nice to say about someone you just met who had horrible hair? I'm G.E. Earl, and you know I'm right. I'm also the proprietor and chief style consultant at Chez Cheval, where we offer superior style at competitive prices. If we cannot make your hair look beautiful, then you've just got terrible hair, girl. And we can help with that too, with our complete line of wigs, extensions, and hair pieces. Nails look like you just climbed a pecan tree barehanded? Lee Ho Fuck, formerly a fucking nail salon and still St. Entendre Parish's leading Avon sales representative, rounds out Chez Cheval's complete beauty regime with manicure and makeup consultation and service.
You look great!
But don't take our word for it. Next time you're out and about in the greater Poison Creek St. Entendre Parish area and you see some girl with horrible hair, ask her where she had it done. I guarantee it wasn't Chez Cheval at Poison Creek Mall, Widowmaker Falls Wing, just across from Darnell's House of Fashion and right next to Nancy's Wonder Shop. Mention Chez Cheval and see Nancy's Wonder or get a 10% discount at Darnell's.
As if Darnell stuff is tired.
You look great!
Get out of here, Patsy. And if you get married between now and prime wedding season next May through September, one, good for you because you and all your guests won't melt, and two, even better for you because we'll do your entire wedding party, hair, makeup, and nails for 25% off.
and we charge a fortune for dealing with those crazy bitches, so that's a big savings.
You suck, GE.
Get out, Patsy, or I'll show everyone that picture of what your hair really looks like. So for all your beauty needs, even Patsy's, it's Chez Chaveau at Poison Creek Mall.
You're great!
See you on Black Friday.
Thank you for sharing part of your Thanksgiving holiday with all of us here at Live from Poison Creek and the Dinner Party Show.
Why are the kids so quiet? Do you think they're dead?
Oh, Lance, it's probably just the cough syrup in those turkey kebab thingies Pearl made. They should be much more docile when you get back to your job, Santa.
Well, something to be thankful for already. You changed your mind about sitting on Santa's lap and telling him what you really want for Christmas?
I have not, Santa. You are terrible. I am a married woman.
Oh, you think Merle wouldn't sit on my lap if I gave him half a chance?
Santa, if I didn't know better, I'd say you'd gotten into the cranberry paste. It's time for you to get back to Christmas Village here at Center Court at the Poison Creek Mall, and goodness knows, I've got to get home and get Thanksgiving dinner started. And remember, all the merchants at Poison Creek Mall will be open for breakfast at 6 a.m. on Black Friday morning. Free biscuits and coffee till 9. Till then, for everyone here at Live from Poison Creek, happy Thanksgiving and thank you!
This has been a special Dinner Party Show presentation of Thanksgiving, live from Poison Creek, starring Jonell Sams. We now return you to the Dinner Party Show studios in West Hollywood, California, for a few final thoughts recorded earlier by your hosts, Christopher Rice and Eric Shaw Quinn.
And we're back to the Dinner Party Show. I'm Christopher Rice.
And I'm Eric Shaw Quinn, and we are both sleeping off our sugar comas somewhere in the Coachella Valley.
We hope you enjoyed Live from Poison Creek with Jonell Sams.
God knows what happened after the disaster the last time we turned her loose, so we apologize in advance for, you know, that thing she did.
I just hope she didn't shoot anyone this time.
That would truly be something to be thankful for.
And thanks to you for listening in all during this past year. We'll be back to begin our second season in 2 weeks. Next Sunday is our documentary special, Where the F*** is Jordan Ampersand?
I think the bigger question is, who the fuck cares?
Join us for this searing insight into the disappearance of one of our most popular correspondents.
Oh, for God's sake, really?
Where the F*** is Jordan Ampersand premieres next Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at thedinnerpartyshow.com.
Don't tease me. Is he dead?
You'll have to listen to find out.
Is he on the show? Don't get my hopes up. Is he going to be on the show or not?
You'll have to listen in to find out.
Oh, curses.
Meanwhile, I'm your host, Christopher Rice.
And I'm Eric Shaw Quinn.
And you've been listening to The Dinner Party Show.
Thanks for listening and
happy Thanksgiving!